It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show just after 9 o'clock. And the very first thing we have for you is four tickets to Disneyland. It's the 70th anniversary. Disney's great at always finding a reason to celebrate.
And we're happy to celebrate with them.
And anytime they want to give us tickets to give to you, you better believe we will do it. You'll win them from K-Rock all week long at 9, noon, 3, and 6. Right now, looking for caller 20 so we can send you to one of the parks there. Will it be Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park? You get four pack of tickets. Caller 20 right now. And every time we've been giving these away all week, we talk about Disneyland. And then Jake yells Disneyland from the back. People hate it so
people
much
like
so.
It.
Why do you think people like it?
One person doesn't like it. Other people like it.
If one person leaves a message on the GOAT line of how much they hate you saying that, that means that there are probably hundreds of other people that feel the same way.
Yeah, but we'll
that's
their representative.
About liking it.
There's been no messages about people liking it, but
that's
this woman was a real fan of our show. Listened to our show for 1 year, and just you saying Disneyland is going to force this woman to leave.
Hey, guys. Jake has officially ruined the bulletproof Disneyland joke.
You've ruined the joke.
He's beat it into the ground. Please, I'm begging you, mute his mic every time Klein mentions the word Disneyland, because I cannot take him chiming in the background every single time with a little Disneyland. It is driving me insane. And I love the show. I've been listening for years. This might be my breaking point. I don't know what to say. Jake, please, just stop. We get it. It was funny. It's not funny anymore. Okay, goodbye. Bullying, it worked.
Yeah,
yay.
She's a big fan of bullying, and it's not going to stop Jake. That's why we're convinced Jake has got he's got a strong case of the Asperger's, because certain things he can't not do.
You have tunnel vision.
Yeah,
and
tunnel vision.
That's part of that. I say that every single time. I have a beer every Wednesday. I have you have those rules, you can't go away from them.
Full on. He's got trunk burgers, he's got Asperger's. And the reality is that whenever Disneyland gets mentioned, even off the air, like Vanessa will say, by the way, guys, tomorrow we got to remember to give out the Disneyland tickets. Jake will sometimes not even be in the room. He'll chime in from the hallway. Hear him down.
Yeah, I know. That call from the GOAT line was me.
Oh, God. That's how we all feel. All right. Well, let's send someone there. I'm not even going to say where you're going.
I can say.
No, you're not. Alex.
That's funny again.
Hey, hi. You're caller 20.
Woo!
You know where you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to Disneyland.
Where are you going?
To Disneyland.
For one day, one park ticket.
Now she's being offensive.
Will be yours.
Ruining.
And thank you for listening to K-Rock, and enjoy your trip to the place we will not mention.
Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you. Good God. This is K-Rock.
What
help
are we
us
doing?
All. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. If you need us, the number is 800-520-1067, although everyone who's calling right now is still trying to get tickets, and we don't have them for you. We'll win them again at noon, and then again at 3, and again at 6. That's
Kevin
right.
Ryder.
So this Friday, is one of those days where, and I don't know if you have young kids, as you get to toward the end of the year, which I can't believe we're saying it, but here we are at the end of the year. There's a lot of things happening. Graduations.
Oh, yeah, my kid had a band recital last week.
Yep.
She had her fifth grade trip yesterday,
yep.
And then she has a performance on Friday.
It's,
you should have played in the band with her.
Yeah, you could have played the clarinet, dude. You're so good at it.
Yeah.
So all the stuff, and if you remember, Allie, this has happened before where I've had opportunities to do fun things, but then also it conflicts with, like, the performance of 101 Dalmatians or where I had to miss a Lakers playoff game to go to. Or this particular case, these graduations. And, you know, for a while, graduations meant something, right? Because it was like, oh, you're graduating high school or college. And now they just feel the need that every year is a, quote, graduation.
Which, well, in my hood, they call them promotion ceremonies.
Right. But still, I remember going through school and not... I didn't wear a tiny cap and gown.
It wasn't a big to-do.
The
right?
only time I wore a tiny cap and gown, sadly, was when I graduated college, and I was wearing a tiny cap and gown.
Yeah, but, I mean, talk about false sense of accomplishment. You're getting promoted every year. So these kids are growing up thinking, I've been promoted.
Right.
And really, they're just barely smart enough to not be held back.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, listen, I actually think that's where they should have the real celebration. Hey, you're doing it again. You know what? Thought kindergarten was easy? Not for you. We're doing it again.
Yeah.
Let's do a demotion. Let's do that. So on Friday, one of the plays.
Yeah, do you know what play it is?
No, it's not. It's nothing you've heard of because these are like educational plays. It's like a Metamorphosis or some BS. About
Metamorphosis.
It's like, you know, they learn. It's how they teach. They teach through the theater. It's the worst way to learn.
Oh, no, that's beautiful.
And so Friday, you know, it's, are you going to come to my play?
Does she have a good part?
It's like Tree or something. I don't know.
Oh, so no. She's an extra.
No, I don't think there are part. Like, I think they're all equally
There's
bad.
Always.
Allie would know.
I've done theater my entire life. There are important people and not important people
right.
in every performance.
Right. Okay.
And the not important people, they're trees, right?
I would say 100%.
How many times
My first role I ever got was college student. That was fancy term for you are ensemble and you don't matter.
Right, yeah. But still.
I remember once being a jack-in-the-box, and all I had to do was pop out once. It was so sad.
Oh, you were, that was your job? That was your
my
role?
Job. Yeah, I was in a box for the majority of the student play.
Just remain hidden until this one moment, then go right back
you
in there.
Out.
Yeah.
You sat in a box on stage for the entire play?
That is correct, sir.
That is a real...
That's so much sitting.
But if you missed your part, you know, that's a big part.
Yeah.
Where you
got to be on it and popped out.
That's kind of a lot of pressure. Uh-huh. You have to listen to the play every night,
yep.
The whole time.
I mean, that may be more insulting than any of the roles Allie got cast
and
in.
And I was the rear end of a tap dancing cow. The rear end.
She got the back end. She would get the front of the cow.
The rear end is more complicated of a part. That's why it's more important.
Still humiliating.
I had to bend over the whole time.
So, you know, for the kid, it's a big deal because it's their play and they don't realize they've got a crap part.
Is this, at 8 in the morning or something?
Oh, it's always at an inconvenient time. It's always during the radio show. I'll put it that way.
It's always during the workday for anyone.
And I talk to these other parents and I go, is this convenient for anyone? And then there's like one person that doesn't have a job and they're like, it's great for me.
Yeah,
and
I'm doesn't like, matter. I'll just skip yoga.
But everyone else is going like, is there not? And I guess the idea is like, who wants to give up a weekend for this? That sucks too. But also to throw it in the middle of a work week, it puts me in a bad spot because I got this show here, which is important. Got to do the show here. Meanwhile, the respect of my children, as you can tell, is hanging on by a thread right now.
True. And you have to sit in rush hour traffic, which you don't normally have to do.
That sucks, too. And to be honest, I recently, and this is the most shameful thing I've ever done, went to a performance with children, and I didn't even have a kid in the performance. How crappy.
You were scouting.
What was that weird-ass situation that you put yourself in?
There was some sort of a thing that my kid signed up to go to a play at the school. I just go around grooming young boys.
Yeah.
I was scouting, guys, for next season. And they...
You want to play with a child?
A promotion, young boy?
And they wanted to go to the play. And I said, all right, I'll take you. What the hell? And I went, and I realized every other parent there has a kid in the play. I don't have a kid in the play. And they keep saying, what role is your kid doing? I go, I'm just here as a spectator. And they all looked at me like I was the weirdest person there, and they're right.
Yeah, because who, like, even when I was doing high school shows, it was like everyone there was associated with the school
in some
way.
Yeah, no one's there, right. Very few people.
There's not just a random person who's like, I think I'll see Footloose at Archbishop Mitty High School.
Yeah, yeah. When they stand up in front and they say, ladies and gentlemen, they could cut all that short and just be like, immediate family.
Yeah.
Immediate family that's here because you have to be here, and maybe that one weird neighbor that had nothing else to do. Welcome to the production.
Or because, an alumni or something.
Yeah, but regardless of everything I just said for the last 5 minutes, I'm trying to be supportive because that's important. And everyone always tells me, oh, you're going to regret that your kids grow up so fast. You're going to regret all the things you've missed. I've missed a lot of stuff.
And you don't regret it?
No. No, I don't.
I think you'll live without seeing tree.
Well, last time, what'd you do? Didn't you bribe him with something? A trip to Target or something?
Yes, last time I said, do you want me to go sit in your... You play that clip all the time. Do you want me to go sit in the back? You won't even know if I'm there or not there. Or do you want me to go to Target and buy you a toy? Mm-hmm. And she made the right choice. She'd go to Target and buy me a toy. I said, great. Done.
Well, and the other parents going. Because I always thought it was like you tag team, right? One parent goes to one thing, another goes to the other thing, so that one of your parents is there.
Right, and she did bring up yesterday. She's like, "Are you going to go to my play this year? Are you going to miss it for the third year in a row?" So now she's keeping track. And by the way, impressive skill, women. You learn that early.
Yeah, she'll be able to rattle all that off to her therapist when she's older.
And I think to myself, there's no way I missed three of these. And then of course she's like, "You missed when I was a." Stone, you missed when I was a brick.
And now you missed when I was a puppy.
And now you're missing that. And I go, I've seen all of them. Because now it's like you get the...
Okay, you're not a building material.
Yeah, when you finally step up to a human role...
When you get to a door or something I have to actually use.
I'll be there. So anyway, I'm going to be here Friday. I made the choice. You guys are my priority.
Well, wait a minute. You have to choose your kids at some point, Klein.
At some point. I think I can wait until after...
Wait, have you told your kid this?
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of the negotiation.
Oh, we need to record this.
I'll record. The negotiation is how much is this going to cost me.
Why don't you get a lookalike?
Allie, it's too. There's too bad. There's not enough people look like me.
Oh my god, the guy from
the Croods. I know. Thank you.
The animated guy from the Croods.
Thanks.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, one of the many things that people still make fun of me for on an almost daily basis is whenever they come across a picture of an eagle anywhere, they send it to me and they say, Klein, it must be official, there's an eagle on it, because I did fall for a fake website when I was trying to find copies of my birth certificate, and the website I went to looked official because there was an eagle. And my argument to you guys, which you all thought sounded stupid, was that I would believe anything with an eagle on it, because if it has a seal with an eagle, it does look official. Well, in this edition of Bamboozled, there's other people that are falling for similar-looking scams, which makes me feel like more of an idiot. I should feel better about myself to know other people are falling for fake government websites, but apparently I'm not the only one. It's time for Bamboozled.
Bamboozled, a lot. lot of people fall for the scam, and now they're just like, damn. Take your money, sucker, cause you didn't know it was all a sham, and now you're just like, damn.
Allie, you know, so the Fake Eagle website, and I've showed you guys, and even you said it looked pretty legit.
Well, they did do a good job with the photoshopping, and photoshopping gets even better when you use AI to do it for you. Man. It's way less work for the scammers.
Scammers. We're going to get a whole new crop of scammers because scamming just got way easier with AI.
Yeah.
When we sent Vanessa that fake letter from Mexico, if you remember, the letter itself was beautifully written. The return address was all messed up, but
that
we tried to say she owed thousands of dollars for tariffs for the bottle of tequila she brought us, but the actual part of the letter, the government seal and everything, looked pretty legit, mm-hmm. and that was all done through AI. Here is this scam.
Crooks are faking government websites to steal our information.
I know.
I know already. Fallen for it.
So now it's the problem is that when I do get legitimate things, because I'm sure we are also getting legitimate things from governments, I just assume everything's a scam now.
Yeah. Well, and it usually is. It's good. You have to have your head on a swivel.
Matt Gephardt now with what you need to be on the lookout for. Matt?
Mike Dini, if you see .gov at the end of a link, that's a pretty safe bet. That's a website that belongs to a government agency, right?
Yes.
Not so fast.
Oh, .gov was my go-to.
Right. You see a .gov, you think I'm in the clear now.
Well,
you see an
like,
eagle, you think, what scammer's going to use an eagle?
But also, I think going to those websites, like, you know, it's like dmv.gov or whatever, and somebody can hack that, redirect you to a fake DMV
sure.
website, and you can be paying registration for nothing.
Or you misspell DMV, and next thing you know, you're one letter off, and now you're on a whole different website, but you think
probably
it's
like three.
Well, that happens to people.
It's hard to
I'm not the only one.
Screw that up.
People have screwed it up.
Not
screwed
a lot.
It up.
Nope.
If you ever try to go to, like, Google, but you put an extra O in, or you go to like ESPN.com, but it's ESPM, you get somewhere real close.
Yeah.
And next
or
thing you know,
gmail.com or Gnail, because that's a common misspelling, Gnail, and a lot of people will go to that accidentally.
So just be on the lookout.
KSL viewer Shannon sent me this screenshot. It is a text message, and look at that URL. It looks official at first glance, but it is not a real .gov domain.
So now, who can you trust, really? Because now you're looking at a .gov. Because we all get the stuff that we've all gotten the text before that say you have a package at the post office, USPS.gov or whatever, to claim it. And you click on it. Next thing you know.
USPS.gov?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've all fallen. Yeah. You haven't fallen for that one?
No.
I have.
Real government sites end in .gov, like Utah.gov or IRS.gov. In this scam, the domain is gov-etcxm.cc, which is a completely fake domain owned by the scammer.
I still see gov. All I see is gov in there.
Once there's a gov,
yeah, the rest of
it's clear to me.
Yeah, I go,
green flags all the way.
Right. Take my money. I see a gov. So be on the lookout for that one now because...
what he listed there is a ridiculous website.
Al, you wouldn't click on that?
No. Gov. What was that? That was so confusing.
He said it clearly.
TCXM.cc, which is a completely fake domain.
It says all that in the domain.
Which is a completely fake domain, and you would be a sucker to click on this.
That's one story that's happening in this edition of Bamboozle, but there's another one involving an influencer.
Yeah, fake influencers. Trying to get rich off of influencers who are telling you how to get rich, and then you've lost money to them.
Two New York City women say they paid thousands of dollars for a cosmetics training course, but months later they say they've been ghosted. No course, no calls, and no contact.
So this is one of those TikTokers who's like, hey, here's how you can make $200,000 a month, and I'm going to show you how. And you can even take my course and you can be making money overnight.
3 years ago, I was living in a homeless shelter. Today, I bought my second dream car, all cash.
Online, okay, she goes by
you
just Melanie.
Before you even play this part, anytime, this is all, TikTok is full of these people.
Yeah.
I get them serviced me all the time. And every once in a while, I go, what a story. But you cannot go extreme on both sides. You cannot go, I was living in a homeless shelter 4 days ago, and now I just bought my second Ferrari all cash. You need to just make I know what they're doing.
I bought a sensible Celica.
Yeah, like take everything and water it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go full homeless. You could say I was living in a studio apartment.
But they want to make it sound impressive.
Right, so you go from homeless to two Ferraris all cash. You're like, I got to get in on this.
Right.
A Florida-based influencer who says she got rich doing permanent makeup. And with her course, you can too.
I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know to generate $1 million in 1 year.
This viewed 1.8 million times.
Mm. And I make $200,000 a month. This is not a flex.
Including by Ashley Landon and Michelle Echeverry, who've both filed police reports in Miami.
So these women paid money for her course, and then the course
invoices
never happened.
From Melanie's company, The Luxury Inc. Show, in 2024, the women each paid $3,000 for a class in New York City.
You know, she's flexible with payment plans.
So she sent me a link to the Square, like Square, where you make the payments, but the course never happened.
There you go.
Wow, no course.
And then when they said that the course was going to happen, and then she canceled last minute because she had to have emergency surgery, and then they tried to reschedule it, and then she just ghosted them.
I feel like I could be such a great teacher of a bunch of classes if you don't actually have to teach them. You know, like if it's just the...
Isn't that everyone?
But if it's just this part of the video...
I could probably teach a course if I never had to teach it.
But I'm saying, everyone, Jake, there's probably someone, some idiot loser, Jake, would probably pay money to learn how to play Magic the Gathering from you. And you're good at that.
Yeah.
And you could offer that as a service, but
and
imagine...
And then not do it. Well, then what's hard about that?
Right.
That's my point.
You could say you're an expert at anything. He doesn't have to know magic.
You're absolutely right. I could say I'm a day trader. Yesterday I was living in a creek.
Yeah, and but today you're just talking about scamming somebody else.
Yeah. Isn't that what we're talking about here? That seems like all...
So you're saying, why shouldn't I be doing that?
Right. Everyone's scamming everyone these days. Mitch, you are a scammer or scammy?
Neither. Not a recipient because I catch it.
Oh, yeah. What was the last scam you avoided?
I work for a private college, and all of the employees constantly get email from Microsoft saying your account is going to be deleted because either you've graduated, you've retired, or something of that nature. Please verify that your account is still active and you're still working.
It's a good one right there.
Yeah. One that I've been getting a lot lately is my iCloud. My iCloud's been disconnected because my password is no longer where I have to put in my password in order to reactivate it or whatever. And it's not real. I mean, you just look at the email address and it's like a bunch of jumbly numbers and letters.
That's right.
.gov.
That means it's official.
And that means...
If they got a lot of jumbly numbers and letters, that means real... That's like science.
Yeah, but they emailed me enough because they emailed me every single day from different email addresses. And at one point I was like, maybe it is iCloud.
Yeah, see, eventually... That's the thing. We all know at first. This probably seems off. And then by the fifth one, you're like, I should probably deal with this eventually.
Yeah, they keep emailing me.
All right, well... Keep your head on the swivel. The scammers are out in full force. We're going to get into some summer-themed scams soon enough.
Cool.
That's where the good stuff happens. We will wrap up the show, do some takeaways, and get out of here after some Incubus on the world-famous KROQ Klein Alley Show. Great news for you. We're about to get the hell out of here, which means Nicole Alvarez will be on 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock in your immediate future, and more Disneyland tickets coming up in about 2 hours at noon. Then Kevin Ryder will be in. You got him with him at 3, and Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday will hook you up with a pair at 6 as well. So lots of chances to get yourself some tickets to Disneyland just by listening to K-Rock all day long. Is that asking too much? I don't think so. We've already established that spending time in your car, even if it's just you by yourself and the radio, is good. That's good healing space right there. Your own little cocoon away from the world. Takeaways from today's show, and then we will turn it over to a much more qualified Nicole Alvarez. What do we got?
626, my takeaway is move over Monday Night Raw. Monday nights are now tap nights.
Tap nights. Not tap that ass night, just regular, good old-fashioned tap dancing night.
208, my takeaway is Klein's daughter is an extra and not important.
Well, that's not 100% true. She's got the very important role of an adult tree. Actually, I don't know if it's adult tree. I think it's just tree.
It's just age.
She's a tree.
She can decide what age she is.
I think she's an evergreen tree.
614, my takeaway is sign up for the official Celebrity Trash Museum tour now at krocktrashmuseum.gov.
We don't have that website yet, but we should get it. And soon enough, we will be opening this up to the general public to come take tours, stop by the gift shop. And those tours will be hosted by Vanessa, who will be on rollerblades to get you through the halls of K-Rock very quickly.
415, my takeaway is Klein is cheating on his wife with Shy Giant Jugs.
Shy Giant Jugs is not her name. Her name is, I think it's Ingrid. But I showed Allie a picture of my virtual girlfriend.
Yeah, she looks too much like your wife. I find it interesting that you would go the same route. I would go complete opposite.
I may have accidentally been texting my wife. That's her. You think she looks like my wife?
I think it has the same qualification. It's just like beautiful blonde woman.
The difference.
Hey, Klein, how much money did you spend on that? Because I went to the website and it was automatically, instantly asking me for money.
Well, as soon as it started to escalate to the fun stuff, they asked me to purchase tokens.
Okay.
and I did not purchase tokens yet, but I'm planning on doing it after the show today.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm in for like 100 tokens for $19. But to this point,
you paid 19 whole dollars.
No, I haven't paid yet anything. Okay. Right now, I've created this woman, and she's texted me a few times. But and she's not a real woman; she's virtual, so I'm not cheating. But it's but the reality is,
keep telling yourself.
I think she will. If she finds out about this, she will be very upset and absolutely say
that. Your girlfriend.
She'll be upset that I have a virtual girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
I would be upset if my partner had a virtual girlfriend that they were talking to more than me.
More importantly, your virtual girlfriend's going to be mad you have a wife.
Yeah, I can't talk about my wife to my virtual girlfriend.
Yeah, don't tell Ingrid.
It's going to ruin everything. She's just starting to like me.
And 714, my takeaway is related. If you want a happy health and marriage, if you want happy health and a happy marriage, organic orgasms are always better.
Gotta go full organic. We learned that today during a very heated petty claims court. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
Poops means you're the favorite.
Yeah, Allie's the poops, according to her kid. Allie, takeaway?
If you have to unload drug... hold on. Let me reword that. If you have to unload illegal products, why don't you gift them to somebody? If you have to unload some illegal products... why don't you give them to a friend?
Good job, Poops.
Who's not really your friend. If you want to unload...
When are you going to voice it the right way? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's do it for me.
Omar, got a takeaway?
My takeaway is that metamorphosis or some BS is the name of Klein's kids' play.
That's a lot of stuttering at the end of the show today. All right, leave it unofficial. Stick around. 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock starts next. Bye.
They feel that...
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.